Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Greetings and welcome to the Juul Network. The Juul Network is a radio frequency of continuous streaming knowledge and wisdom, which promotes and sustains the activation of the present evolutionary process of immortality and the unfolding of the God Self within the evolving planetary society presently on planet Earth. The Juul Network is committed to teaching the sciences of life and the science of living. By cultivating the mind of a scientist, you will be able to extract the very best the current century has to offer. You are listening to the Balancing Program Show with your host, microbiologist, preventative medicine and hygiene physician, Dr. Juul Pookrum, MD. Join Dr. Juul each Monday at 5 p.m.
Well, welcome everyone. How are you? And I'm envisioning that you had a fabulous, fabulous holiday. So, as usual, this is our program to deal with the sciences behind the brain, the mind, and consciousness. And so, therefore, we definitely want to use all the modalities involved, our eyes, our ears, and our kinesthetic capabilities. So grab your pen, you're listening to me, grab your notepad, and most of all, hydrate the brain. Over 70% of the brain is water, so let's hydrate it. And I'll be right back. We have a little myriad of things to discuss today. I'll see you in a few. Be right back after this message.
Would you like to be smarter? More at peace in your life? Less stress? Are you searching for a greater spiritual connection? If so, what you need is access to the 90% of your brain that most of us don't even use. All of this and much more can be yours by enrolling in Dr. Juul's Balancing Program. Dr. Juul's Balancing Program is a revolutionary program utilizing sacred geometry to connect the logical left and creative right sides of the brain to work with what we call whole brain functionality. Many participants feel effects from day one, and in no time you can enjoy the physiological effects equal to 8 hours of meditation in as little as 15 minutes a day. Act now to start on this life-changing program and become the person you always wanted to be. To learn more and sign up for Dr. Juul's Balancing Program, please visit our website, www.thejuulnetwork.net. What are you waiting for? Make the move now.
Well, welcome. And if you're just tuning in, you're right on time. Hurry and get your pad, your pencil, and your beverage, preferably water, the universal solvent, to hydrate the body and especially the brain, because we have quite a few things to talk about. It's been a great holiday season for those who travel to be with friends and family, or just travel to get the sunshine or to go skiing, etc. Glad that you were able to do that, and I hope you enjoyed it to the fullest. It's very important now that we really learn to be present and that we want to use our present moment to recognize ourselves, each other, what's going on around us, and to think always toward the future. So the past is in the past, and you'll find that there will be many visual opportunities for you to visit the past. I ask you to be wise in going back to the past and look at it with the intention to extract the wisdom. One of the things that we're finding out about longevity and anti-aging is for those individuals who are able to stay in the present and also create for themselves in their thinking a very, very optimistic future, create neurotransmitters produced by your brain cells that literally enhance and accelerate the cellular's capacity, the cell capacity to regenerate and to sustain a high quality, a high level of functionality. So we find that chronic reviewing of the past diminishes cellular acuity, functionality, and it actually accelerates the aging or the death of the telomeres, which are very interesting melanated structures that do carry their own energy in the form of the electromagnetic spectrum that is responsible for allowing the cells to translate protein-encoded information in the form of DNA to be able to sustain the longevity and all of the mechanisms in the cell. And it seems as though that the lingering and the reiteration and the redundant thinking about past events diminishes the capacity of the telomeres to re-energize themselves, utilize the stored energy in the form of melanin thoroughly, and so therefore aging of the cell begins and finally until the cell literally enters into its own self-destruct cycle known as apoptosis. So staying in the moment, looking to the future with very optimistic, extremely, just outrageously divine thoughts is where you want to be. Now, let me address this because one of the things about the Dr. Jewel Brain Balancing Program is that we are advancing, evolving, and developing our neurons so that they have greater capacity to communicate and interact with one another electromagnetically as well as chemically, as well as spatially. That is, their relationship to each other is much more geometrically aligned, interactive, and interlaced with each other, where multiple levels of information energetically as well as chemically are being relayed and exchanged between cells that gives us the capacity to have multidimensional awareness. So when we have a brain like this, it is very analytical. It also is very spontaneous, and it has the capacity to really solve what appears to be a puzzling or very abstract visualizations and to make reasonable, structural, functional pictures and processes, modalities, and procedures out of this very abstract what appear to be non-related information. And so here we are. It has been alleged by the Gregorian calendar that this is the end of the year. And the year needs to clearly be defined, because if we are living by the Gregorian calendar, which was established by Pope Gregory centuries ago for the unification of the religious practitioners under his dominion of the Catholic Church. So therefore, the calendar was created to literally bring about a unification of interaction between practitioners of a particular religious faith. It was not a calendar to literally tell accurate time and accurate cycles relative to planet Earth, relative to our sun, relative to the planets involved in our solar system, or relative to the stars in our area of the galaxy. The Gregorian calendar was never designed to do this. And so, therefore, as religious practitioners begin to really focus their life upon their religious practices, paying less attention to environmental cycles, astrological and astronomical changes in the sky, as well as in the waters and in the earth, they begin to rely only on the directives of the Gregorian calendar. And so, therefore, designating December 31st as the end of the year is literally only true for those individuals who honor the Gregorian calendar. Now, it's very interesting that many of the other methodologies that have been charted for humanity to observe and to align themselves with the cycles of energy whether it be earth energy, solar energy from the sun, et cetera. It's not referred to as a kaland because the word kaland literally is Roman for a registration of bills and taxes. It was a registry that denoted the monthly revenues, receivables, and taxations of a business or an organization. And so, therefore, naming a registry of the days and listing the events on them and calling it a kaland was created to give business individuals directives on when certain debts should be paid, when money should be exchanged for services, etc. And so the calendar literally is also directly associated with economic activities. So it was created to allow practitioners of religious faiths to know when to come together, as well as for governments and money exchanging institutions to be empowered to know when to receive and to collect money. So therefore, the concept or the idea that this is an energetic time to want to plan for one's future does not carry the geological or astrological or astronomical energy from our solar cycle, the sun cycle, from the earth cycle, to literally sustain and to imbue the geometry that you may want to experience, that is, the images that you see for your future that you would like to experience with our geometric forms, are not empowered energetically from any of the life-invoking frequencies that are responsible for sustaining earth, the plants, our water, our air, and our position in our solar system. So you may want to seriously consider this as a reconciliation in consciousness to use this more efficiently if you are planning financial futures for yourself, or if it is significant for you to come together for religious reasons. But when we talk about literally planning for your life, directing the flow and the focus of your life force energy into another year, another cycle, you definitely want to align that with energies that will empower your vision and that will make your efforts less intensive for you because you have energy that's carrying you. So this is why many individuals, just like Mother Earth exemplifies to us, that she plants her seeds to allow them to erupt in May and June after they have been planted at the change of the direction of energy flowing through planet Earth at the spring equinox. And so, therefore, that's a very interesting phenomenon. We know that the energies have reversed themselves because we can look at the trees, especially in the temperate zones, and see that the energy literally has gone into the earth and the trees have dropped their leaves. They've gone into a dormant state. We see that energy rise through the earth, penetrates the plants, the new blossoms, the new growth of grass, new leaves on the trees around the spring equinox. And we know the day exactly when that reversal has occurred because that is the only time of the year that you can balance an egg on its small end. The energies are so potent that at the exact time of the vernal equinox, an egg, a raw egg, will stand on its end vertically. Raw eggs will never stand stand vertically, but they will at the time of the vernal equinox. That is the natural test. And so anyone that's wise and really is planning an incredible future for themselves and wants to ride the energy to make sure that it blossoms, grows, and develops over the next geological year of Mother Earth will definitely plant their seeds and begin their biological life force new year at the time of the vernal equinox. So, again, you can have a spring fling with me because I'll be in Jamaica where the weather is warm and the vernal equinox is waiting to just make all of those fabulous seeds and little plants grow. You were commenting about how wonderful it was in Jamaica. You could just throw seeds anywhere and they just sprout, but especially during the spring. So pay attention and recognize that if you're celebrating financial success, if you're celebrating with people of like religious beliefs, then based on the calendar of Pope Gregory and what that means, that would be appropriate activity. And remember that the calends or the Pope Gregory calendar, Gregorian calendar, also is aligned with the banking system. So that financial last quarter and the end of the four quarters for the year 2012, that is all appropriate. But when we talk about the life force energy, do not confuse that. Balance the brain. Begin to understand these studies and differentiations of what energy is flowing, where, and how, and know that to create a new cycle of life and living based on the life force energy that is flowing through planet Earth, flowing through our solar system, you definitely want to acknowledge that and celebrate that at the vernal equinox. And that's when you want to cast your seeds of ideas, your seeds of events and focus with the life force carrying those events forward. This is very, very important to comprehend. Now, this makes it very easy for us to have balanced brains because with the communication between the two major cables of nerves that flow from the right to the left hemisphere and from the left to the right hemisphere, those two cables that cross, it's known as the corpus callosum. And the balancing program makes sure that that corpus callosum is fully developed and that all the axons, which are the nerve extension off of each neuron, it actually comes together like a bundle, a cable literally, and they plug into each other through the right and the left hemisphere of the brain so that every neuron has a direct communication with its opposite neighbor in the opposite or contralateral hemisphere of the brain. What does it do? Incredible things. And this discussion that we've had with you about how to use calends or calendars as well as to be aligned with the cycles of energy that sustain your life is what you can do when you have a balanced brain and you do not find these events in conflict. A lot of people, they find these things in conflict, and it's like, oh, you know, this is not the new year, it's this or that and the other, you know, and we've all processed through that. But the more neurons you have communicating, the more information you are able to store in the memory banks of the body, you're also able to see the feasibility and the energies and value of many, many things that literally enhances your life as opposed to restrict it. So therefore, this is a celebration for you religiously. Enjoy yourself tonight. This is a celebration for you financially. This is a closeout of the fiscal year. You've made a huge profit. Okay, you've got lots of monies coming into you that are promised. The taxes are low and minimal for you. This is the day to celebrate. But now if you're talking about making plans to grow a family, to see your finances literally energetically multiply, carry life force energy, to want to build as far as your house, or to have anything multiply or to grow bigger, you must do it, if you're wise, when the life force energy is at one of its highest peaks in our environment, and that is at the time of the vernal equinox. And being able to take an egg as oblong as it is and how literally its weight is distributed, and there's so much power there that you can stand it on its end, lets you know that you are flowing with that very vital energy. It's known as life. So save your vision for expansion and for wanting to get married and hoping to conceive and all these different things where it is appropriate at the time when the life force energy has risen up to and through the surface of the planet to carry your visions of love and life forward. So therefore, you get a chance to know and have many different celebrations of years ending and years beginning in the same year based on the cycles and the calends that you are following. How about that? So, of course, we have one more that's coming, and that's the real big changeover because that's when our sun cycle also ends. That's in July. July 24th, a day at a time. So that's a biggie, and that's also very powerful. So when the sun cycle starts, so we've got celebration, years ending for the sun, years ending and beginning for the earth. Then we have the financial year ending, okay? Then we have the religious year ending and beginning. The Pope Gregory's Gregorian calendar, how about that? As well as the banking system follows Pope Gregory's calendar. So this is a wonderful thing to be able to have a brain that can conceptualize this and take advantage of all these different cycles and know how to be able to plan a life that works for you. Isn't that incredible? So enjoy yourself and celebrate your religious cycle ending and your financial cycle ending. But save the big goodies that need life force energy for March. How about that? So there's a word from our sponsor, and then let's get busy because there's a lot of things that you want to be aware of that as you contemplate what is it that you want to imbue with life force energy in March, that you'll know what has been going on that you'll have to seriously consider. So we'll be right back after this word from our sponsor. We'll be right back.
From Jewel Publications, Straight from the Heart by Dr. Jewel Pookrum. An incredible volume of work, Dr. Jewel explores the genesis of disease, prostate health, and sexuality, as well as sharing a new look at the effects emotions play in the resolution of cancer. Straight from the Heart is an outpouring of wisdom that you will read over again. Get your paperback or ebook copy today.
Greetings. If you're just tuning in, welcome. You've tuned in to the Dr. Jewel Brain Balancing Program, and I'm your host, Dr. Jewel, and this show is being brought to you by the Jewel Network, Justifiably Enchanted with Enlightened Living, broadcasting the sciences of life and living on the Jewel Network, TJN. So we are so glad to have you here. We've had quite a bit of discussion on all of the celebrations that are in store for us as we watch many, many cycles and recorded agreements begin and end. We've talked about the Gregorian calendar and how that is a recording of dates, agreements made with a group of people, their religious beliefs, and they would come together and celebrate them. And so the Gregorian calendar is a calendar that records religious activities for its parishioners, and the banking system of our planet also has agreed to use the Gregorian calendar to delineate the
financial quarters as well as the beginning of the banking year, taxation year, and the ending of the commercial banking and taxation year, which ends tonight. So therefore, for those of you who are celebrating, enjoy yourself. If you've made wise financial agreements or you're having a good time with your religious groups, enjoy yourself. But we're making it very clear here because you are seeking to have a balanced brain, to re-engineer the brain, to acquire more neurons, that you now have the capacity to recognize that the Gregorian calendar is not a calendar that brings you into the knowledge of how the life force energy as it moves through the earth, the solar energy as it moves through our solar system fluctuates. The Gregorian calendar does not show you that. And very, very interesting, so many women have had so many problems in being able to align themselves with the biological rhythms of their body because they were trying to keep track of the changes that were happening every 28 days in their body with a calendar that is recording events on a very irregular basis. We do not have continuous simultaneous cycles happening in the Gregorian calendar. One day of the month is 28 days. Every 4 years, it's 29. The average month is 30, with intermittent months that are 31 days. And so a woman who has a energy force that flows through her body regulated by the Earth cycle as well as the moon's cycle will find it difficult to keep up with the regularity of her cycle, especially the menstrual period. And so many women get quite confused, and it's interesting how much money is spent with women going to the gynecologist in our present medical establishment complaining of irregular menstrual periods. And that is not true if they would keep a moon calendar. The moon calendar has 13 months, not 12. It also has 28 days in every month. It also records the waxing and the waning of the moon. So therefore, the lymphatic system, as it changes relative to the magnetic pull of the moon, as well as our circulatory system, as well as the energy flow of the woman through the uterus, which determines menstrual flow, is quite regular. And so the gynecologists, ironically, do not teach women how to record their menstrual cycles on a 13-month, 28-day calendar. And so, therefore, they help to cause quite a few problems here with the body of women because they are not willing to introduce her to the proper system that will allow her to see the rhythmicity of how earth energy and moon energy move through the body. Now, obviously, when you develop the brain, it becomes real evident that as long as you are trying to keep the record of the cycles of your body being a woman on the Gregorian calendar, you're going to always have something that never adds up. Two cycles in a month, three, no cycle for almost a month and a half. This is always going to be the circumstance unless you recognize that your body is being regulated by a flow of energy that is not consistent with the Gregorian calendar. So with a balanced brain, we know that we have to use multiple resources to accurately stay in sync with planet Earth and our sun and our solar system. So therefore, being able to relegate your attentions and activities based on a sun-cycled calendar. It's very intelligent. To regulate energy fluctuations in the body, male or female, is very important. To align that activity with the recordings of the moon, the moon calendar, which definitely corresponds to how the cycles flow through the earth. And by being able to use these different calendars, and of course you have financial agreements, and if you have particular religions, perhaps religious agreements, then you will also see the relevance of a Gregorian calendar. But it does require the use of more brain tissue to know that you will have to use recording systems that will allow you to keep track of all these vital activities throughout the moon, the sun cycle, as well as religious activities throughout the year. But you cannot relegate all of the activities in your life to one type of calendar. And you definitely do not want to try to overlay biological cycles on the Gregorian calendar. It causes many, many, many health problems. And now we have moved into a phase of our evolution where, because more of us are balancing our brain, that we have access to many more neurons, that the Gregorian calendar definitely will lose its relevance for those of us who know that we must use other records of, quote, time to keep in sync with all of the different cycles that we are responsible for if we're going to have long and healthy lives. Very important. Very interesting, isn't it? So, while those of you who are celebrating your religious and financial victories here at the end of the Gregorian calendar, which tomorrow will be the beginning of its new cycle, there's lots of things for you to consider. Of course, on the news, they talk about how they're going to handle the new taxation activities that are going on for humanity here in the United States, especially in the banking system and in the financial areas of our lives. But also, too, we're having biological shifts that are happening that are very important. There's a lot of hype, et cetera, going on about what is going to happen on December 21st, 2012. And there were quite a few interesting events that occurred, but of course, everybody woke up the next day on the 22nd who wanted to, and we recognized that, you know, things were pretty stable. However, our planet still has tremendous shifts that it must make, as well as our sun. The solar system is still shifting, so I do want you to know that it's important that you have to be astute and continue to pay attention and look at the Earth, the sun cycles that are happening so that you can understand literally how to carry yourself, because we are going to be affected by all of these things. We've had so much change that has happened on the surface and in the earth, on Mother Earth here, our mother, that we've had the Uruguarians get very, very busy, and they've been doing a lot of research and have made some serious suggestions that with the increase of the population on the planet, with the stagnant growth of the evolution of the brain and the knowledge that needs to be impregnated in the new neurons, we are creating a problem. And what is that problem? That at the level of intelligence and capability of humanity, we are rapidly destroying the biodiversity of planet Earth. And so it's amazing how the water systems have been highly affected, how the soil has been highly affected, how the plant life has been highly affected on planet Earth, because with our rapid
information and then the knowledge of how to care for ourselves, nurture our environment has been very slow. We've done a lot of damage, and it certainly to the planet, to its water, to its air. And if that level of dysfunction on the part of humanity isn't altered, the planet is going to take a while to recuperate. So there are books and pamphlets that have been recorded here to share with us what is happening. There's something known as the Global Biodiversity Assessment, which is a summary for policymakers that reveals to us the present status of what has been observed on planet Earth and what are going to be, believe it or not, the political and economical decisions as to how humanity is going to be directed and controlled and relocated to give planet Earth a chance to recuperate and to regain the capacity to produce adequate amounts of resources. Isn't that interesting? There's a group of people that are looking at humanity and saying that if we do not get them under control, they're going to basically really mess the ecological capabilities of planet and our capacity to thrive on it. This is a very, very huge, big decision, even bigger than taxes, because we've got our water, our air, we've got the earth under our feet, as well as planets in our solar system that we are so out of alignment with that we are continuously causing problems. And I think that this inability to understand where the Gregorian calendar fits into our life has been also a major contributor to this. So information is the key that is going to decide whether there will be groups of people who will advocate that humanity be isolated on planet Earth, that you be isolated to only live in certain areas on planet Earth so that the rest of the natural capabilities and the unique, incredible life forms that this planet supports, for them to also thrive, is going to require you to be detained and contained. If you do not acquire the knowledge on how to conduct yourself on a planet that has so many different forms of life that require different environments, and it requires you to become aware of those environments and how to behave. And to date, this is not something that is taught in the public school system in most countries, which is why the planet is suffering. It's been amazing. Did you know there's something known as an Earth Charter and a global governance that literally has been created? And they talk about soft law and global environmental governance. That is that the states and the governments are now passing laws to relegate how humans can interact with our own birth planet. Very interesting. They have laws now, international stability laws, that are on the books. What do you know about them? You've never heard of this before? Okay. Well, again, having more brain power, having re-engineered the brain, allows the brain to become aware of activities and information that is affecting your own microbiodiversity system, which is your physical body, that you become aware of these things. So this is definitely a time where at the end of your physical year, at the end of your spiritual year, that you want to take some time and contemplate, well, what are you going to do about your brain that will allow you to access more information and most of all to access more of your mind so that you can see this bigger picture, that you can see how you're affecting everything and what you want to do with that so that in March, you'll be able to create a reality for yourself, that is to project that out into your
your world and your thinking so that you will not continue to be a threat to the biodiversity of our planet and to our solar system. This is very important. Part of the reason why most people don't know that these kind of documents are being written, that these kind of laws have been passed, is because the amount of brain tissue that they have available to them is primarily saturated with thoughts of survival, okay, your financial condition, your working condition. What most people have termed their religious condition, which is not the same as your spiritual condition, not at all. It's totally occupying your entire awareness. So you're doing things to the planet. You're thinking in ways that are damaging to the planet. And now there's a group of people having to look at you and decide if you can still have free access to just walk around and climb mountains and go fishing and do all these different things. You want to start paying attention here and recognizing that the more brain tissue you have, the more aware you become about yourself. Can you imagine that? That, you know, all these women are suffering trying to fit a natural biological energy cycle onto a financial calendar, onto a religious calendar. Isn't that amazing? But, you know, you don't see these correlations and make these connections when the neurons aren't communicating, when the neurons aren't connected. And so, therefore, you will pronounce yourself being ill, that you have irregular periods, all kinds of things, because you're trying to read a cycle on a financial calendar. Do a financial calendar. Amazing. And people are doing it by the millions. But you've got to balance out the brain. You've got to re-engineer it so that you can pay attention and recognize that biological calendars are not registered and overlaid on a religious calendar than on a financial calendar. I mean, it's just common sense. We can, that just becomes real obvious. When all the neurons of the brain are communicating, it's like continuously trying to put a left shoe on a right foot. Why would we do that? You have a right foot, so just put the right shoe on the right foot. So we have biological calendars that do follow life force energy. Those are the cycle recorders that you can basically use to keep recording an accurate history and records of biological cycles as it affects your body. But you don't do that on a, again, on a calendar. That is a recording of death and taxes. Isn't that interesting? Amazing. So I want to talk to you today. If you would like to call me and have any questions for me, let's talk about that. Those of you who are on the Brain Balancing Program, isn't it wonderful? I know you love it. And why don't you call me and tell me how you're doing? We have a lot of the programs that have come out of the basic Balancing Program, and I'm so excited to announce that we have the Balanced Brain Alliance, the DJBBA, the Dr. Jewel Balanced Brain Alliance. And for all of you who have balanced your brains, it's time now that you move into really learning how to use them and associate with other people who have balanced brains. You interact differently when your brain is balanced. And when you interact with other people who have balanced brains, you have never experienced such a wonderful interaction with human beings when everybody has a balanced and locked brain. It's incredible. So let's take a break, and when I come back, we're going to go straight to the telephone. So again, call in now. You can reach me at 347-215-9531. I'll be right back after this message.
The rapidly evolving face of the 21st century is requiring us to upgrade our physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual bodies in order to keep pace with the energetic changes around us. DiamondLightWorld.com provides you with a collection of energy tools and technology assist you in regenerating your body, enabling your mind, as well as activating and strengthening your presence and purpose so that you can achieve greater manifestation of your divine goals in this lifetime. Julie Umpleby, a scientist and the founder of Diamond Light World, offers you specialized and personal Diamond Light Grid activations and alignments, focused meditations, home study programs for personal diamond matrix development, and much more. Visit www.diamondlightworld.com for further information on how you can step up to and into your highest potential. Listening to the Jewel Network, justifiably enchanted with enlightened living, on the web at www.thejewelnetwork.net.
Well, greetings, and if you're just tuning in, well, we've had the wonderful discussions that we've talked about. Guess what? Calendars and calendars, and what is really the beginning and the end of the year. So I recommend that you listen to this show in our archives to be able to move into the next cycle of life, the moon cycle, the sun cycle, as well as know how to use these calends or calendars relative to why they're created and what it is that they literally measure or keep time of. So if you have any questions for you, you can definitely reach me at 347-215-9531. 347-215-9531. So, my dear engineer, you know, you have been here for all of these cycles, and as we are ending the religious cycle, kept recorded by Pope Gregory on the Pope Gregorian calendar, as well as the banking calendar. Do you have any questions for me?
Well, greetings, Doc. How are you this evening?
Well, fabulous. Thank you for asking.
Thank you. You know, being able to be a part and to witness these cycles and been a couple of cycles that we've been able to see go around, and I've been fortunate enough to be first and foremost on the balancing program and changing my life, but to also be of an assistance to helping others do the same. And I just get such a kick and love all of our balancing participants so much. And I guess the only question that's in my head right now is, what is it about our participants that surprises you the most? What is it that just really brings you the most joy when it comes to all of these folks all over the world that decided they're going to change their lives and improve their brain?
Well, I think that really what excites me is when they share with me how they have been able to move through their fears, that they've been able to move through their fears and take on activities in their life or to begin to do things in their life that they had never envisioned for themselves. That's one of the main things that I get so thrilled about. Secondly, just the fact that they recognize that how things were, it really wasn't like that. That may be an interaction between themselves, how they used to see themselves, or how they used to interact with loved ones, friends, or how there were circumstances that literally they really couldn't resolve or become comfortable with from their past, but they were still very much against occurring on a regular basis in the present, that how they were able to just see it differently. And because they were able to see those recurrent experiences differently, that they literally now could interact with the individuals or the places or people in a totally different way.
that is really something, because when a person can admit that, you know, they were isolated, they were limited, they were restricted in certain areas of their life because of how they perceived that reality to be, and then to grow the brain enough where the brain now communicates in such a way where you become aware of more options, you become aware of more energies and more events that were happening simultaneously, as you were only seeing just part of what reality was offering. You could see far more of what reality was offering you and recognize that how you thought it was wasn't how it was, and you could change. This is wonderful, because that's what an integrated brain offers us, the capacity to see an event, to define for ourselves how we choose to interact in the event, and be comfortable while we are assessing the event, making decisions about the event, and then being able to take action on the conclusions that we have perceived. That is a wonderful thing, and many people are locked out of multiple life experiences for most of their life because the brain never developed completely and it never matured to allow an individual to see the unlimited possibility and options they have with any circumstance, with any life event. That is, you know, I did engineer, and those two things really excite me on the program. And then thirdly, when individuals are now able to talk about that they have greater awareness, they have greater power, that they can look on the telephone and know who's calling. It doesn't matter whether they have caller ID or not. That they literally can make a decision about something, make a picture in their mind about how they're going to interact and how the event is going to unfold, and to be able to experience that exactly as they saw it. And it actually is lived out exactly as they pictured it before they even stepped out of their house is the capability of the brain. And for them to experience that now where they never ever believed that what they thought really did manifest, and that how they saw themselves really does occur, that they now know for themselves that it is my thinking that is the determiner of my destiny. How I'm thinking about something is going to determine how the relationship is going to be between that object and I. And many people, you can't tell them that. They already come thinking that, oh, I'm lost, or oh, this is not going to happen, or, you know, there's something wrong with me. And they have so many perceptions on why what they say they want doesn't materialize. But when an individual develops that brain, that the brain becomes harmonic, it literally becomes wholesome, and it's interacting with itself, which is composed of 80 to 100 trillion neurons, you are allowed to know and to visualize phenomenal events that have always been happening around you, but you did not have the neurologic integration to become aware of it. So for you to really know all the things that are happening simultaneously around you right now, you have to have enough brain tissue that's integrated and communicative to relate the information to your awareness through chemistry. That's right. And when you don't have enough neurons that make the chemistry, the body then does not get full detailed instructions on what it is supposed to acknowledge is the reality, and then how it is to take action upon that. But chemistry is too weak because you don't have enough neurons that are integrated and harmonious in their interaction to produce powerful neurotransmitters, neuropeptides. Neuropeptides, these are the chemicals that are made from thinking. That those neuropeptides are going to be so precisely clear that when they are released into the bloodstream and go into the cells of the body, the cells of the body get it immediately because the chemistry is succinct, it's powerful, the geometry is totally accurate, and the cells can then release the proper instruction to the organelles in the cell, and that cell can respond so finitely. It's amazing. We have the capacity to do that, but it requires that the neurons have to be fully developed. So those are the things that really excite me, and these are just some of the, what I call the baby things that a balanced and locked brain can do. So, you know, we've had thousands of people complete the program. We've got hundreds and hundreds of testimonials, et cetera, and I'm inviting all of you who are listening to invest. This is the end of the fiscal year. For those of you who say that you're spiritual and you want to know your religion to a more deeper extent, develop the brain and then see what you extract from all those religious texts and from interacting with other people who are aligned and devoted to wanting to develop a spiritual self. Do that with a balance and re-engineered brain, and you're going to have a whole different experience with your religion. You will have a whole different experience with your bank and your money in it when you develop the brain. So these are the things that excite me. And thank you so much for asking. So I see we have a few callers here, and we don't have much time. So before I go to the call, I just want to say make sure you tune in now on Wednesday. I'll be back to Dr. Jewel Show. Interesting things to talk about. And, of course, on Friday, Music to the Mind of Scientists with our electronic maestro, Louise Thompson. So let's go to the phones real quick. Hello. How are you? 816.
Hello.
Yes,
hello.
Hi. Yes, hi.
Hi, Dr. Jewel.
How are
hi.
You?
Well, I have a quick question. I am totally and completely unbalanced, and I already know this, so I'm saving up for the balancing program. I do have a question. I am trying to make a decision on a energy-draining job, and it's pulling so much of my energy. Is there just a suggestion that you can give me as I try to balance and try to balance out that, you know, working in that place where I know I don't need to be? Is there some advice that you can give me as far as right now, because I'm not balanced, this is my only, I feel like that's my only option to get money or to make money to maintain my household. Any suggestions?
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, you literally answered your question in your own question. Okay. Let me just make it clear. What happens, and like I said, when we have more brain tissue communicating, a situation takes on a whole different reality because you have more brain tissue that's able to process all of the energy in that event. And right now, you're not seeing all of the options available to you. But when you literally allow more brain tissue to communicate and to interact, you will now see more options and be able to make choices, very sound choices, very supportive choices, not only for you and your family, but also for the job. I'm telling you, that doesn't mean necessarily that you're going to stay there, but just how the whole event is going to progress for the benefit of the job as well as for you is what happens when the brain is balanced. I'm telling you. So I say to you, because we have obviously the one payment plan, you just pay it as usual and you're through. We have our two payment plan, 30-day turnaround, you're fine. And we also have our finance program, no interest down, et cetera, small amount down, and you pay every month as you go. So you have the solution right at hand. Decide how you want to join the program. You can get on the program right away. By any of these options, we also have the option that you can buy now and pay later. And so PayPal is willing to finance individuals who qualify
that they'll pay everything up front for you, and you can do whatever you need to do, and you don't have to pay for 6 months. So get on the program, and the answer will easily be revealed to you. Thank you so much, everyone, for listening. Enjoy the end of the calendar. Have a great time, and I'll talk to you Wednesday. Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening to the Jewel Network. For our complete broadcast schedule, additional information, and to purchase products, please visit our website at www.thejewelnetwork.net. If you'd like to reach us, please send an email to info@thejewelnetwork.net.